That's called a slice of the top. Not off the top, but of the top. That's Hank Mobley and his band with James Spaulding on alto sax. By the way, Hank Mobley is on tenor sax. We have Lee Morgan on trumpet, Kiani Zawadi on euphonium, Howard Johnson on tuba, McCoy Tyner on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. This was recorded in 1966 as the title track for the album Mobley released that year. I'm Latrice Lead, and you're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. Picking up from where we left off yesterday, and today we kind of segueing into the general vicinity of yesterday's discussion, but today is a different discussion, although related. And some of you didn't get to express yourselves yesterday because the traffic was kind of heavy and we used up all our time and some people didn't get in. So if you have a leftover comment from yesterday, and yesterday we talked about Trump, we talked about whether Trump is going to be a problem in terms of what is to be done to control him, and more so the impact he's having, the negative impact he's having on the Biden administration. Is it fair to Biden? But that's, he doesn't care what's fair. If it suits him, that's what he's going to do, and that's what he's doing. Meanwhile, Biden is suffering in the polls, and the Democrats are stymied. They can't imagine what is the cause or the reason for his lack of popularity. Although, according to the Democrats, he's doing so much. He has done so much already. And still, he has not broken through that barrier of popularity. He is not a popular president for all that he supposedly has done. And they are stymied as to what should we do? How do we energize the electorate? And how do we market Joe Biden? He's not exactly Mr. Excitement. He's not a vigorous guy. He's laid back and he's kind of slow in the sense that he takes his time at doing things and then he does them his way. But you know, that's up to his advisors to find out why the electorate, including and perhaps especially the people who voted for him, are so disillusioned that he remains stuck in this area of unpopularity, and they're trying to figure out all kinds of ways to get him out of there. But, you know, Biden just, I don't know what it is. Maybe he is, maybe he's just a low-key, laid-back guy. But I have to imagine that not long before he took office, he had a lot more energy than he has now. Something is going on with him and nobody's letting us know. And in the meantime, it raises the other question of who is really doing this work? Who is on the committee to be Biden? I don't understand what is going on. It's very disconcerting to have a leader who is not in the lead. It's very, very disconcerting. So if you wanted to say one or two things from yesterday about Trump, as we were talking about him yesterday, please feel free to call back again today. But I also want to talk about the fact that you're getting a sense that people are in Washington, the people who are behind the scenes, the people who are plotting and planning, are starting to sharpen their tools for Biden. I think they're getting ready to, not for Biden, sorry, for Trump. I think they're fed up of Trump now, a great many of them. They have had it. They think he has been a distraction, a huge distraction, and not the kind of a distraction that lends itself to the building or building up of the Republican Party. He is a distraction because he's building himself and his riches up. It's totally self-directed. And quite a few people are getting upset about it. Very quietly, they're beginning to mumble and grumble. And it didn't help yesterday that New York State Attorney General Letitia James alleged just yesterday that Trump's business inflated the value of his properties and also inflated the value of his own personal worth in preparing documents that were submitted to lenders and to insurance brokers and to other players in the real estate game. In other words, she alleged blatantly yesterday that there is substantial evidence of fraud. Oh, how surprising. And she's going after it. So she declared war yesterday on Trump and his family, the family being specifically his daughter, Ivanka, and his oldest son, he has three sons now, his oldest son, Donald Jr. All is not well financially in the Trump camp, but he sees the end, I think. He sees what's about to happen, and he is, you know, feathering the nest as much as he can, anticipating that whatever it is he has to do will cost a lot of money. And not neglecting the fact that a lot of people have it in for him and will be willing to cooperate with this probe. So in a 160-page filing yesterday, Letitia James added her voice to the chorus. And many people are now saying in the Trump camp, he needs to go someplace very quietly and disappear for a while because he continues to draw more and more and more attention, not only to himself, but the spillover effect is affecting the Republican Party. All right, so that's generally the layout of today's discussion, and you may feel free to comment on either to continue yesterday's discussion or to begin today's discussion. 888-874-4888. With the release of this Letitia James comments yesterday, things are heating up now in a real way for Trump. And there's no way that he can continue that swagger. The swagger is gone. he realizes he's in more trouble than he cares to be in, but it's here, and it could sink him. Is this the sinking, the beginning of the sinking of the takedown of Donald Trump? Is this the start of Donald Trump's inglorious end? People have told me that there's a growing consensus among some top Republicans now that Trump just needs to go away for a while, disappear, not be so out there and outrageous and outlandish. He should lay low for a while, and he should take it easy, continue this bellicose style of his. It's not going to help him, and it's not going to help the Democratic, the Republican Party. My, I'm all messed up today. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. Let's see who's on the air. No, I see people coming in. But no, they're not in. They're not calling in yet. This is very important that you kind of get what I'm about to say. The longer we wait to hear from you, the longer the program doesn't hear from you, if you know what I mean. If you have a mind to call, call. And let's hear what you have to say. We're very eager to know. And the longer it takes for people to call in, people are always waiting to hear what other people have to say, who's going to start first. But by then, time is gone, and people who really want to get in on the air are deprived the opportunity to do so because we're not getting to hear from you. And it's like a special kind of rhythm. If you wait for a while, you kind of cause a log jam. And people can't get around you because you're already in queue, but you're not saying anything, you're not calling, you're standing by to hear who is going to say something that you might or might not agree with. So I encourage you, because we've had several instances in which people want to participate, but they're being blocked by people who just call and are waiting to hear what other people have to say first. Come on, we're all grown folk. You have an opinion, let's hear it. I'm sure you could defend whatever it is you say, or you have a way of shoring up what you say, so there's no need to, you know, engage in that kind of tactic. You know, we have something to say, come on and say it. Let's hear what you have to say, and let's move. This business of stalling to hear what others have to say first, I don't approve of it. I don't like it. So let's cut that out right now and just move on. 888-874-4888. Is Donald Trump coming to the realization that he actually, realistically, is in trouble? And the troubles are growing in many directions, and he's got to respond to them one way or the other. Either he does it voluntarily, or he is commanded to respond. Muhammad from New York, you start us off today.
Good afternoon, Utrice.
Good afternoon.
And I hope all is well with you. I would just like to ascertain something that you said a little while back, and that's that Donald Trump is not mentally sick. He's actually mentally ill. Now, I'm saying this as a psychotherapist, and I'm licensed by the state of New York. Normally, when we treat people with social problems, psychological, emotional, They come into our clinics and we assess them. And what they're looking for is symptoms of any particular, say, disorder, or it could be social, psychological, or...
Yes,
emotional.
But give us, come to the point, please. You're giving us the scenic route here. Get to the point of what are you saying as it relates to Donald Trump.
Okay. For one thing, it doesn't take... I don't have to have him come into the clinic. I'll just say this. He's suffering from a narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh, no, no, no. We can't go there. Because you don't know what he's suffering from, or if he's suffering at all. You haven't met him. You haven't talked with him. You haven't studied him. So don't offer a psychoanalysis without having spoken or contacted the patient or would-be patient.
Okay. I'll just say this, and I'll take that back. And what I was saying, and you don't have to, you can agree with that, based on my observations, and that's just what you see coming from out of his mouth and his behavior. And I'll leave it to that, and you have a good afternoon.
Okay, good. That's fine.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. 888-874-4888. What's happening with Trump? Is a circle of discontent around him growing? Are people getting fed up of the amount of oxygen he is taking? He's breathing more than his fair share of oxygen at the moment. And the fascination with Trump is decreasing. Even Trump can sense that. So when Letitia James made that announcement yesterday, what she was in fact saying was Trump could look forward to a very, very intense litigation. And it's a felony. These are felonies that she has described. Not just him, now she has extended it to his children. So I know that didn't go over too well. It might have frightened him a little bit, or it might have firmed up his resolve to just go down the road he's already on and be more emphatic about his uniqueness and his place in history and all the other things, his right to rule. And that was a very interesting thing. Now the question is, what is he likely to do? What is likely to happen? Is Trump going to be dumb enough to really just say, well, I don't respect her, I don't respect anything she says, I'm going to go ahead with my business the way I see fit? Or is he going to finally get the message from people who advise him that this is serious? This is very, very serious stuff. And he can't ignore it. And he can't just play, you know, calm with it. And there are signals. People around him are concerned. They're talking to him or trying to. They're trying to advise him to calm down and to get real about his situation. Arthur from New York, you're on the air.
Oh, greetings.
Greetings.
How are you, you three sleep?
And
happy
I'm hanging
to you. I haven't talked to you in, I wouldn't want to say, but it's been a few years. I used to be in New York, but I'm not there now. I don't wish to disclose where I'm at now, but I'm in one of those Caribbean islands.
Oh, good for you.
So, you were asking about Trump, the builder over there in New York who, you know, leaves people high and dry when it's time to get paid and what have you.
Yes, him. That's the guy.
So, yeah, that gentleman there, you know. Well, I think he's cool with Kanye West, so, I mean, you know, he's, you know, you can't say he doesn't have any, colored friends. Anyway.
What is your opinion of the situation now that he faces?
Well, my opinion hasn't changed for the last 10, 20 years. I actually left New York because I seen some kind of cloud coming over. I don't know if it was the chemtrails or something else, but I was Giuliani and then, you know, de Blasio. But anyway, my point of the fact is, look, the solution to all of these problems, supposedly we elected these officials. So now that we elected them and they seem to not hear our cry, we need to kind of push them to the side and unite, you know, instead of saying, oh, the government didn't fix this and the government didn't clean that. Let's get community-based organizations, or let's not even call them organizations. That might be too heavy. Let's call them community agreement groups who agree that we're going to live on a higher standard than what has been mitigated from the so-called government that we, quote-unquote, elected. So we have to have a more voluntary brigade going on. Even where I'm at, I'm going to propose it here, but, you know, everything is slow motion here, so you got to fall asleep.
You're off topic. You're off topic.
Okay. So what we need to do is have some self-help, self-reliance types of solutions for some of the problems that we might be facing. Maybe the government is incapacitated and they can't help us right now. Let's help ourselves. That's my.
Okay, you didn't address yourself to the question asked.
Okay, what was the question asked? I thought that it was like, yesterday you said, what do we do now? And now you're saying today, I might have tuned in a little late.
Well, I'm saying today there was a major development yesterday. And it comes from the State Attorney General, Letitia James, who has said clearly that she has found reason to pursue further an investigation into wrongdoing by Donald Trump, his son, his daughter, and his entire business conglomerate having to do with fraud. That's a pretty substantive pronouncement to make. And the question I'm asking is, what do you think is going on in his head right now?
Well, that's like a roll of the dice. I think his head changes from, you know, hour to hour, from 1 o'clock to, like, say, 3. But at the same rate, I would want to know if Letitia James is feeding into the whole premise of me against you, white against black, and rich against poor, this kind of thing. So my thing is, if we're looking for wrongdoers, Trump is just the latest ingredient
okay.
on the menu.
Here's the thing. I asked a specific question, and you ran directly to the general.
I'll go right to the point, and I'll leave it there. My point is, what's going through Trump's head? I'm white, I'm all right, and I'll leave it there.
Okay, thank you. 888-874-4888. Based on the developments just yesterday, and that was delineated by none other than Letitia James, the state attorney general in New York, and she didn't just hint at it, she pretty much said that she found evidence, even though it's early, she found evidence, and she's pursuing an investigation that leads to Trump, principally, his two children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka Trump, and his organization as a criminal enterprise. And the focus of such an investigation is fraud. What do you think that means, and what do you think it will produce in terms of a reaction from Trump? Wayne from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, you two, and the PRN
family. Good afternoon, Wayne. Thank you.
To me, the politics that we have in front of us, Cyrus Vance was looking at these charges before current AG. This was all during the election with him and Biden. He didn't, as far as he goes, he didn't see anything that urgent to charge him. Now, Letitia James found some more evidence or something came forward, and she found it. Now, Letitia James announced earlier on that she wanted to run for governor. I see this as more creating space for wheeling and dealing.
But she changed her mind on that, by the way. She went back to say she was seeking re-election as state attorney general.
Oh, okay. I'm still seeing it as wheeling and dealing, where it's all leveraging one power block against another power block. And I really don't expect much to come out in the open as what the deal's going to be worked out behind doors. But it would be nice to see them take this to court so we could find some more insight. The public will understand how this operates. Because we don't
have a clue. But it's not up to him at this point. It's not up to him as to whether he wants to take it to court. We got the signal yesterday from Letitia James,
yes,
the state attorney general, that she will be taking it to court.
Yes. She also was taking Governor Cuomo to court, and that was settled behind closed doors. Now, the felonious charge and stuff that he says, that disappeared. He got a slap on the wrist, and he will be back with us, according to the plans, in about 2 years. So, I see too many wheeling and dealing going around here to really get concerned. It would be nice, I said, it would be great to see this reach the court, to reach that level. Then we will get some insight into crimes at the higher level. But I don't see it happening. I wish it would, but I don't see it happening.
Well, one thing you might look at is that many of the people who were at high levels in Trump's organization have been indicted, they have been charged, and they are defending themselves against various crimes, most of them having to do with fraud and misrepresenting the company and maximizing the profits for Trump, but in an unorthodox, if not illegal way. And that is still going on. But now Trump is hit directly because he was hiding behind his top officers and they were taking the brunt of explanation and blame. But now Letitia James has leveled the gun right at him directly and his two children who operated, she's saying, as top executives within his organization. So we'll see how it goes.
Don't get me wrong, Eugene, but I would like to see that happen. I would like to see it in court because...
Me too. I would like to see where this goes because this has been a matter long in the making and people have been clamoring for some kind of jurisprudence here to interfere with the way things are going, and now we have interference.
Yes. we should, the Attorney General Public should have that coming up soon. I would love to see it. But from Trump angle, the Republican Party has no candidate that they're putting forward at that level. Nobody could step forward at that level.
But they can't. You see, Trump already took over the Republican Party. Is he going to nominate an opponent to him, himself?
Well. What a commentary on politics in this country. You're right. Well, not so much that he took it over. If they had a legitimate candidate stepping forward, I guess the people with grouses against him would have been in that corner, backing this person. But they
no. He took it over. That is what needs to be understood. That's the reality. Trump took over, usurped the Republican Party. He is its, basically acting as its chief executive, the guy who makes decisions, the guy who gives endorsements, the guy who's looking out for candidates that he picks to run here and run there. He did that. He's raising funds, quote unquote, for the party. Well, you know, when there are funds to be raised, the first set of funds goes to Donald Trump. Trump took everything over. The Republicans just sat by and let it happen.
Oh, well, we're getting closer to realize the politics. There is no Republican. There is no Democrat. One. And you spoke earlier about the wheelers and dealers of power. Trump isn't one of them. No, Biden.
Oh.
So they are dancing to the tune, to the music that's being played by the puppeteers. And
well, Trump actually is. And I would say the same for Biden. They just have handled it in a way that they could explain certain things as, I'm just helping out. Trump will look you in the eye and say, I'm just helping out. Things, they called on me to save the situation. The Republican Party was dying. I literally brought it back to life. I infused money in the party. Of course, he infused money in his pockets as well. And basically, he saved the Republican Party. By that, he meant, I took it over. I own it. It's mine. He determines who gets endorsed, as I said. He determines what the agenda is. He is acting as a de facto leader of the Republican Party. And nobody in the Republican Party seems to be objecting to that. Biden, on the other hand, is seen as weak, a weak leader. And there isn't anybody standing behind him to say, listen, get it together. You're losing ground. You're in the 30 percentile of popularity. Who ever heard of that? You're the president of the United States. You're elected as the head of this country. And you're in the 30 percentile? No, this is all the way around, this is wrong. Thanks, Wayne, for calling in.
Have a great evening.
Thank you very much. Thanks for contributing today. 888-874-4888. Where are you? What is going on with Trump right now? Is this an indication that within the party he's having trouble? There are people moving against him in the party. They're fed up of him. They're sick of this Trump at the expense of all the other things that the party was supposed to accomplish, as in enlarging the party, creating new paths for the party, as the self-styled self-styled, self-installed leader of the party, has he been a benefit to this party? And is it time to face him down, take him out of there, and have the party return to the way it was accustomed to functioning as a democratic, small d, a democratic entity where the participation of the Republicans generally was welcomed? Trump doesn't need anybody. He's making all the key decisions. He's exiled people. He's gotten rid of people. He's gotten rid of positions. He's chosen the people he needs so that even if he leaves, he has his acolytes in place. And they will continue to do what he instructs them to do. Trump does not intend to leave the party. If he intended to leave the party, he would not have been so dedicated to infiltrating it and sinking it. The party is in an absolute mess. And with regard to Biden, on the other hand, we don't know what the heck is happening to Joe Biden. And we are not getting comforting messages about the leader, not only of the party, if you will, but of the nation. What's going on with him? So this does not bode well for a well-run country, politically speaking. It does not say very good things that we should expect smooth sailing ahead. It's not going to be smooth sailing. And the bomb that was dropped yesterday by Letitia James, and she singled out Trump as the target. She obviously wouldn't single out a Democrat. She singled out Trump because she felt that he was particularly vulnerable. They've got witnesses, they've got documents. In fact, in one instance I read, they had amassed something like more than 900,000 documents, basically shoring up the point that Trump has committed all kinds of crimes and that he should be prosecuted for it. And increasingly, within the party itself, people are very uncomfortable about his erratic behavior, his insistence that he's a dictator, and he has taken over the party. Craig from South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hello, Mrs. Lee.
Can it's you hear Patrice, me? Not a Mrs.
Oh, sorry about that. Long That's time okay. Listen, I should know better. First time caller.
oh, good for you. Thank you. Glad to have you aboard.
I appreciate that. Yeah, with Trump, this stuff doesn't bother Trump. He's been dealing with mishaps all of these years. I think stuff like this is just gives him, puts him more on the map. He seems to handle chaos or different things going against him from the stuff that he's done. I don't think it's going to affect him in any way. I think it's just going to make him a little bit more popular. I think he's just going to do what he always does, just browbeat his opponents and, make things happen. That's what he's always been doing.
But I think you have a strong point there. Here's a question, though. Has he done this once too often?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's done it from, I've lived under his status in Manhattan. I mean, he's been doing this for a long time. Anybody who's been dealing with him kind of may have a little history as far as on how he's dealing. I'm not saying he's corrupt or anything like that, but he does have his practice is not the greatest as far as the way he deals with people from the history. So Again, I don't think this doesn't faze him. You know, he's good at this kind of stuff. He's good at handling different situations and just, you know, making the best of them.
So you don't think that he's unnecessarily bothered? He figures he could handle this.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, this doesn't. I mean, he's the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. It seems like they both kind of in on it. Even though the Democrats act like they don't want him in there, the Republicans are not going to do anything to mess with him. And he's still running his thing, you know, as he's been doing down in Florida. So I think this just puts him on the map. He don't worry about this stuff because it's been going on for a long time and nothing really happened to him. I mean, the New York officials have been making claims for the longest, and it always seems to drop or run out of steam or something just goes.
You have a strong point there. I can't argue against that because the evidence shows that you're on the right track there.
Yeah, no, he's been pretty good as you know. I'm not saying I like what he does, but he's been very good about the way he handles stuff, and as you see when he was going with the elections and stuff, he drives up for that stuff. It doesn't even faze him. I mean, some guys could just go in there and they take the worst part of the situation, and they love it. He's like one of those kind of guys, I think.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for offering your insights. I think you raise a very good point. But this is one of those things we have to wait and see how it turns out. But we will be following it just the same. We'll be following it just to see how it turns out. Thank you so much, Craig, for calling in today. William from New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yeah, Utrice, you got Trump. He's such a narcissist. I don't think it, as you said, it won't faze this guy. He's been around since the 70s, and it's almost like he thinks they're crying wolf again against him. And he has such legal aid undergirding him that I don't think he's concerned at all about this. I really don't. Unless they have a he summons to go to court and he gets charged with contempt of court, then I guess they have. What would they do? Put him in prison?
Well, this is the thing. The prosecution, not just in New York or New Jersey, but around the country, seems to have become a little bit more muscular. They figure, you know, Trump has had enough breaks, and it's time to put an end to his run. He's had it. He's abused it. He's made a lot of money. He's lying to the people. He's using them, and he's contemptuous, even of the fact that he was president of the United States. It must have been to him to say, I can't believe these people are this dumb until he left me.
Right.
What's wrong with them?
Unbelievable.
But, somehow, I'm sensing that people are fed up. When I say people, prosecutors and people in the law, they're fed up.
Mm-hmm.
He's more than had his 9 lives, and they want him out. They want to put him out of our misery. So
yeah.
There might have been a very different attitude now prevailing where they will make an example of him to say, we gave you some chances and you took them. You weren't grateful because you said you were entitled to them. And now you're just going too far and we have to stop you.
Yeah.
For the sake of the nation.
Right, right. It would be something to have some kind of strong will Republican response to him and said, hey, we don't want you around. But they rally around him because they know they don't want the Democrats to get in. Like, the antithesis of Trump is Biden. Because Biden, they have to almost push to get into a press conference. Trump is like, where's the next speaking engagement?
Where's the microphone? Give me a flight.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, he just wants to be in the news. He doesn't even care about if it's negative or positive. And poor Joe is trying to hide underneath the table. And I'm sorry. And again, he's a good guy. But let's think of this. I mean, is he almost looks like he's a robot in there, and they program poor Joe what to say, and then it malfunctions. It gets like short-circuited.
Yeah, I know. I think he deserves a very thorough examination by medical people. I really believe that, and I'm very serious about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he seems too out of it.
Right.
And that's very disconcerting.
Yeah.
Not with what's going on in the world, and certainly not with what's going on here. We have to have somebody continually in touch with what is happening. And not scare people to think that, you know, well, he's on a leave of absence. But hopefully in the next hour he'd come back to us. I don't like that feeling at all.
Yeah.
Well, William, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you
for contributing.
Good speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. E from Edgewater, you picking up from yesterday?
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon to you, E.
How are you? We're hanging in. The other day, you compared Donald Trump to Don King. No.
I said he studied Don King. I don't compare. Donald Trump is in a whole different category from Don King. But he studied the attributes of Don King to get a hook into how do you do this thing called public relations and management and so forth. How do you do that? And to get people to like you, how do you get to be brazen and bold and bodacious and get your way? That's Don King.
Right. And Donald Trump, to me, it's more like the Hulk Hogan guy, the wrestler Hulk Hogan.
Sure.
That's where Trump cut his teeth, in the wrestling ring with Vince McMahon helping him out. They went to all these little cities in America where they had these World Wrestling Federation things going on, and he was always there getting the crowd crazy. They loved him because they think, here's this billionaire. He likes to do what we like to do. He goes to the wrestling.
That's what he was doing exactly. He took a page and ripped a page right out of the Don King manual of launching an idea, launching yourself, creating a public persona. That wasn't original to Donald Trump. I can assure you of that.
I agree. And I think he's the perfect guy. You couldn't have a better guy in there, out there, in the public eye, because he works for the system so perfectly. He has this group that loves him and this group that hates him. He's tricking the ones that love him and he's tricking the ones that hate him at the same time. He's covering the whole page.
He's covering, but that was a while ago. Things have changed, and he knows
it. It hasn't changed because they keep him in the public eye to keep the people that love him hope that he's still around.
Things have changed because he now must make a real effort. People aren't falling for this, you know, the glitz and the glamour and the funny words and what. No, they're not. They want substance now. And he's severely lacking there. He still thinks he can get away with, you know, fooling people with the fancy footsteps and all of this kind of stuff. But people aren't being fooled like they used to when he first started trying to imitate Don King.
Yes, but if he's doing this job where he, like, you're concerned, why does he have this parallel presidency going on? See, you and all the people that dislike him are saying that to this, the fact that he's still around, it's bothering you because there's a chance it could happen again. So,
well, here's the thing. I'm not concerned about whether he's going to be around. I was very clear to point out, even before he left or just after he left office, that he was in the process of creating a parallel presidency. He switched out of the White House and went to Mar-a-Lago, where he would receive foreign dignitaries and highly placed political types in the United States. He began to act like, you know, like a don. he was making a ton of money by converting what he felt were his assets as a president into this parallel presidency. So he didn't have to have the credentials. He just had to act like it. Because all the while that he was doing this, Donald Trump's plane that he used to fly around with was parked in the back of an airport in New York State. And it didn't have gas. It was not in condition to fly. He was just putting on a show. Donald Trump is reprehensible.
I agree. But see, he's playing a part for the system, and he's keeping people.
No, he's playing a part for himself.
Don't you
he
think
had,
can
he
can
has
I get
finally
a word in?
Elevated? He
I
was
called
elevated.
Before. Can I get a word in?
Well,
don't you
know,
don't you think
thing
it's strange?
Is that you're off topic. You have to pay attention. We're not here to analyze Donald Trump and his persona. We're here to analyze what we think is happening and will happen to him, especially since that bomb was dropped yesterday afternoon. That's what we're talking about. I don't care about whether Donald Trump is succeeding at a public relations plan. I don't care about that.
No, you're getting me wrong. I'm just trying to explain why he's still in the public eye, to give the people that
support
him.
But I'm not concerned about that. I'm not interested in why he's still in the public eye.
Yes, you are.
He has enough money if he wants to be in the public eye to be in the public eye.
But you are
concerned is,
because you keep asking why he's doing what he's doing. Why doesn't he just go away? You are concerned.
No, I don't. I know for myself. I kind of have a handle on it. So I don't need to ask it. I need to find out from people generally, what do they think the significance of these developments will mean in the course of time, with right now being very important, but what will they mean about Donald Trump, concerning Donald Trump and the nation? That's what I'm interested in. Donald Trump is not of interest to me as a person. Not. And there you go. We're right at the 12 o'clock on the long hand hour, which means that we have come to the end of our program. Thank you, E, for bringing us to a close today. Thank you all for calling. Thank you. And let us meet up again tomorrow and do some more talking. Bye-bye.